This fall, voters will decide whether to extend Sound Transit's light rail system further to places like Everett and Tacoma. The ballot measure is called Sound Transit 3. Planners are deciding right now where to put all the trains the measure would bring to downtown Seattle. There isn't enough room for all of them in the existing downtown transit tunnel. The new trains could go in a new tunnel downtown. Not a tunnel like the one BERTH is building, but a smaller train tunnel. Cities build that kind of tunnel all the time, but they're still expensive. So the agency's looking at other options. Val Beatty is a senior planner with Sound Transit. She's standing on First Avenue, not too far from the Pike Place Market. She says this is one place where Sound Transit could run trains serving West Seattle and Ballard, right here on the surface of the earth.
Surface street light rail would be, depending on how it's designed, it could operate much as it does in the Rainier Valley.
There are lots of reasons Sound Transit is exploring this option.
The surface alignment would be less expensive.
Beatty says there are other benefits too. You can board a surface train without descending into the bowels of the earth. And light rail might even be able to share tracks with the new streetcar that the city of Seattle hopes to install on First Avenue. In the past, that wasn't possible because streetcars and light rail use different power sources.
Technology is changing all the time, and so by the time we get to actually designing and building this, there may be even more options available to us to combine transit.
But the surface option has drawbacks, too. It's less reliable. What if an accident blocks an intersection? What if a human dashes out in front of a train? That happened in the Rainier Valley.
Humans don't always pay attention to the warning signs.
That's one reason Sound Transit is also considering a new tunnel downtown.
With your exclusive right-of-way, like in a tunnel, you have much more control over what's going on down there, and your service is much more reliable.
Sound Transit has done enough engineering on this idea to know that the new tunnel would run under the existing downtown transit tunnel. From downtown stations, you could eventually transfer underground to lines serving Everett, Tacoma, and Bellevue. Sound Transit hopes to have a decision on whether to pursue a tunnel or a surface street route by the end of March. It'll gather feedback on the whole plan in April. In downtown Seattle, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.